March for Life begins tomorrow. And as I get more details, I'll let you know. We've had as many as 25 to 30,000 people march on Parliament Hill, protesting against the fact that ourselves, Red China, and North Korea are the only countries in the world that do not have any abortion laws whatsoever. And usually it doesn't even get scant mention in the media. I remember one year there were 200 protesters protesting some type of logging in BC. It made the front page of newspapers across Canada the same day as March for Life. March for Life had 25, 29, 28,000 marchers that year. 200 protesters against logging out in BC got more media coverage in Canada than 28,000 people protesting our lack of any abortion laws in this nation. In my opinion, that exposes the hypocrisy of the way decisions are made when it comes to what news gets reported by mainstream media across Canada. Now, the reason I'm bringing it up is because on the eve of the March for Life program, Justin Trudeau, you heard it on the news, Justin Trudeau has just made it mandatory that any candidate running for the Liberal Party must be pro-abortion. Pro-abortion on demand. You must support pro-abortion on demand or forget running for the federal Liberal Party. You are listening to the news. You already heard it. Here's a Canadian Press's version. Aspiring politicians who don't support access to abortion on demand aren't welcome in the Liberal Party, leader Justin Trudeau says. I have made it clear that future candidates need to be completely understanding that they will be expected to vote pro-choice on any bills. He said that today, and again on the eve of the March for Life. So much for choice, huh? So much for freedom of conscience. So much for respecting, you know, people's personal choice. I mean, he's on record that he says, well, personally, I'm against abortion. What kind of double talk, claptrap, 1984 newspeak is that? John, why are you bringing this up on Ask the Pastor? I'll tell you why, okay? And I don't mean to be hard on Justin Trudeau, because it's not like the Conservatives have had any track record for being champions of the rights of the unborn in Canada. But your federal Liberal leader has just declared war on the unborn with this statement. And this is coming from a guy who likes people to think that he's a Roman Catholic. Okay? I've got the Canadian Press report here of when it was questioned why Justin Trudeau was invited to speak at a Catholic school in Peterborough. It's dated September 2012. Okay? Listen to Trudeau's words here. Liberal MP Justin Trudeau says he's upset and offended by a Tory MP who publicly questioned his adherence to the Catholic faith and his suitability to speak to students at a Catholic school. Now, why would somebody question his adherence to the Catholic faith? Well, the guy supports just about everything that the Roman Catholic Church, at least on social issues, is diametrically opposed to. Here's Trudeau talking about his Catholicism in this article. I have to say I'm really upset. I didn't think I would be, but I am, Mr. Trudeau told the Canadian Press. For someone to start questioning my own faith and accusing me of being a bad Catholic is something I really take issue with. My own personal faith is an extremely important thing. It's part of who I am and the values that I try to lead with. Okay? He says that his Catholic faith is part of the values that he tries to lead with. Mr. Trudeau added that neither he nor his father saw no incongruity between enshrining the rights of gays and lesbians, for example, and the tenets of Catholicism. He notes that he is personally very opposed to abortion, but still believes nobody can tell a woman that what she should do with her own body. My own credo is completely consistent with that. I'll defend my own faith and my own values to the utmost extent. You'll defend your values? You believe that abortion is wrong and you're opposed to it, and you're going to defend your values, and your way of defending those values is making it mandatory for everybody in the party that you lead to be pro-abortion? Now, let me ask you something. I'm not a Roman Catholic, okay? I have tremendous respect for them. Tons of friends that, you know, are Oh, a lot of them are better Christians than I am in the Catholic faith. But I got a question. Is it wrong for me to expect Archbishop Terence Pendergrass to excommunicate Justin Trudeau for his declaration of war on human life? For his championing social issues that are diametrically opposed to the teachings of the Catholic faith? Now, this issue has come up before, but, you know, every time a politician who calls himself a Catholic makes this type of declaration, it comes up again, because it seems as though the attack on at least Roman Catholic values, these guys get away with murder. It's blatant. Is it wrong for me? Is it wrong for me to expect Archbishop Terence Pendergrass, who's the Archbishop of Ottawa, to excommunicate Justin Trudeau for his declaration of war on human life? Is that what should be done, or am I reading it wrong here? Am I missing something here? Let me ask as well, would you applaud the Roman Catholic Church if they did that? Or would you be displeased? Let me ask another question. Is the Roman Catholic Church playing political games by not excommunicating him? Or at the very least, coming up with a very, very strong statement? I'm not hearing anything, and maybe they have said something. I mean, I wouldn't be bringing this up if Justin Trudeau doesn't, you know, want people to believe that he's a devout Catholic. I have it, please, and if I'm missing something, call in and tell me where I'm missing it here, okay? I have a problem believing somebody is a devout Catholic when they make it mandatory for any candidate that's going to hold office in their party, they have to be pro-abortion. Don't want you being part of any organization that's helping, you know, girls keep their babies. No way, boy. Don't want you talking about the evils of abortion. Don't you want, we don't want any of you even mentioning for a second that human life begins at conception. And all the scientific facts that back the fact that those fetuses are human fetuses. They're not dolphin fetuses. They're not dog fetuses. They're not cat fetuses. They are human fetuses. Fully, 100% human. Don't talk like that. You can't be in this party if you're like that. Is the Roman Catholic Church playing political games by not excommunicating him? Just asking. If I've got it wrong, please call in. Set me straight. I know what the biblical perspective is. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I will be ashamed of you before God the Father. And the Bible's pretty clear on when, you know, human life begins. 521-8255 is the number to call. That's 521-8255. It is open line, open topic. I want to talk about the girls that in Nigeria that have been kidnapped as well. And whether prayer makes a difference. And they're making a movie about the Shack. Did you know that? Multi-million dollar selling, I guess you could call it, Christian fantasy novel that came out about 5-6 years ago. They're making a major motion picture. And you are going to lose control of your car if you're driving down the Queensway. You're going to fall off your chair. You're going to roll out of bed when I tell you who it looks like is going to be playing the Holy Spirit in that movie. Oh, you are! It's going to blow you away. 521-8255. It's open line, open topic. This is Ask the Pastor on Late Night Council. To the phones, and we get back.